This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, June 23rd. Name your demons. Dear friends, as miracles go, casting out demons is probably my least favorite. The blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the lame walking, they're all familiar, even conceptually comfortable miracles. Raising the dead, while obviously a much higher order of miracle, is still relatively easy to visualize. Conceivably, a faith healer could cure a psychosomatically induced blindness or deafness. But death, that's a completely different matter. Only the author of life can command death. And Jesus uses his power over life and death to proclaim his divinity and foretell his resurrection and ours. But what's all this exorcism business about? Well, for starters, it's a more complex miracle. The other miracles are all two-party transactions, the miracle worker and the recipient. Exorcism involves a third party. That's the wildest of wild cards. A literal reading of this gospel identifies the third party as Satan, embodied in his legion of demonic underlings. A more clinical reading shows the demonic third party as a schizophrenic alter ego that controls and tortures its host, manifesting itself in increasingly obnoxious, alienating, and dangerous behavior. In the past year, hardly a month has gone by without these demons lashing out to gun down a dozen moviegoers, 3 dozen children and their teachers, a tourist family at a train station, or most commonly mothers, fathers, brothers, and sisters, wives and children who have struggled for years to confront and contain the demons that haunt their suffering loved ones. My friends, Christ is not afraid or repulsed by the man possessed. The same is true for so many families who still cherish memories of a loving child, now hardly recognizable in the angry, unkept young adult who stands before them. And yet their child is still their child, perhaps more helpless now than when their cute kid pictures were taken. How simple life would be if we had the power to drive their demons into swine, particularly before they lashed out to do themselves and others harm. While we don't have that power, Christ gives you and me another. We have his love, and we can share it in so many loving ways. Right now, let's pray for those suffering with mental illness. Lord, have mercy on them. Let's pray for their loved ones. Lord, give them strength. Let's pray for their victims. Lord, give them your peace. Let's pray for our country and its leaders, that they make recognition and treatment of these tortured souls a national priority. Come, Holy Spirit. And finally, let's pray for ourselves. Christ asked the possessed man to name his demons. We should ask ourselves the same question. Are our demons obvious? Drink, drugs, internet pornography. Or are our demons hidden, but just as pernicious? Pride, revenge, hypocrisy, greed, or just low-energy indifference to loving God and neighbor? Possession in the form of mental illness is not a binary condition like the common cold, in which case you either have the virus or you don't. Mental illness is a continuum of pathologies, ranging from the trace to the dormant, to the active to the virulent. One constant ingredient for both prevention and cure is the love of Christ. My friends, live in it and share it, and you'll never be afraid to name your demons. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.